from a happy new year to all, and what a wonderful day to stop and smell the roses in the state of Ohio, I hear, too, as well. Oh, yeah. We're waking up slowly. That's all right. But, yeah, a great day to be with you all. A few announcements before we get started. We have your annual church council reports in the back for you. You can go ahead and grab those. Remember, church council is in 2 weeks from now. We do have a few things that will be added to those reports as far as our financial reports, and then we'll have some estimates for the proposals that the trustees are presenting. The reason being for that is just because of, with our church council flowing on the third Sunday of January, we need 2 weeks before in our bylaws to get everything out. And our financial year just ended 2 days ago, so it takes Jackie a few days to get those out, so we appreciate your patience with that. But we are excited to have our church council 2 weeks from now. Let's see. CEC will meet tomorrow night at 7 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall. And then I want to remind you that we have some new Sunday school classes starting out in January. Paula is leading a class on the book of James, which I got to audit today and really enjoyed. I think those of you who are looking to get more a resolution to look deeper into Scripture this year, I think that's a great class for you. James is one of those forgotten epistles of the Bible that deserves a lot of attention. And I will be starting a class in Fellowship Hall on boundaries, which I think is great. And I'm going to especially recommend it to my married couples, because I think it's good for any of our married couples to have conversations about what boundaries look like, what's healthy boundaries, what's negative boundaries, what are good boundaries. And I think it's very important for all of us to discuss those things as well. That's all I have for announcements at this time. Let us please stand and extend the right wave of fellowship. Good morning. You may be seated. Our watchword today comes from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19. God made known to us the mystery of his will, according to the good pleasure that he sets forth in Christ. Amen. We will now sing our first hymn. You may remain seated. And I ask those of you that are singing along to please wear your mask as we sing with praises and thanksgiving. Thank you. this time we turn to my favorite part of our worship service after we enter the new year, which is drawing our watchwords. A watchword is a text for Christians or Moravians especially that we use to guide us throughout the year. We pick it at random and we carry it with us. Some of us carry it in our wallet. Some of us leave it on our phones, and we use it to remind us and guide us throughout this year. It is very serious and a good opportunity for us to stay engaged in the Word. So what we'll do today is Angie will play some background music as I send our watchwords going back in the pews. Just make sure they keep going back and everybody gets a chance to get them. Those of you who are online, if you could just comment in the comment box. I don't know if we'll get to you in the middle of the service, but I'll be able to message or email you a watchword afterwards. That goes for anyone. Get in touch with the office, and we're happy to make sure everyone has a watchword. So we'll do that for every individual person, and after that, we'll draw a watchword for each of our organizations. We'll have different people set up, and then we'll draw a watchword for the church, which your pastor has the privilege of getting a good 10 minutes of study into and preaching on this year. That's kind of one of our favorite traditions. So let's take some time to pray, reflect, and draw our watchwords for 2022. I'll just be passing the baskets and asking you to pass them backwards. Thank you, Angie. At this time, before we draw for our organizations, I'd invite anybody who'd like to stand and share their watchword at this time to share it. I'll go first. Mine is Psalm 57:1. Be merciful to me, O God. Be merciful to me, for in you my soul takes refuge. Go ahead, Brandon. Yep. Wonderful. That's a good watchword, yeah. Jim, yeah, go ahead. Well, that's good. That is actually a hymn verse that matches it. So you'll see a number in the corner, and that'll tell you what hymn it's from. Somebody actually went through the whole hymnal and found verses that match some of these hymns as well. So it's really cool to see that. Anybody else who'd like to share? Yeah, Missy, go ahead.
Which this is kind of interesting, because we talked about grace and mercy in our Sunday school class, and how you can give yourself grace and mercy, and I talked about how I can't go to sleep at night because I'm
yeah.
So this says, keep alert, stand firm in your faith, be courageous, be strong. But the hymn is interesting. Lord, may I be at rest in you and sweetly sleep through the whole night through. Refresh my strength for your own sake, so I may serve you while I awake. So thank you, I'm going
to You can count sheep for God now, Missy. There you go. Anyone else who'd like to share? Dave, go ahead.
This is Ezekiel 37:23. I will save them from all the apostasies into which they have fallen, and will cleanse them. Then they shall be my people.
I like that, yeah. Always that ownership from God coming in. Tyler, go for it. Nice. That's a very good one. Very good. Anyone else like to share theirs? All right, we'll go on to drawing for our organizations. We'll draw for the church last, so I have as little as time as possible to do my research for this sermon. But we'll take that opportunity. We'll ask different people to make selections on behalf of these organizations. And one of the things I love about this is it reminds us of just how many organizations and missions exist within our church. We always remember, oh, we're just a small church, we're just a small church. But you can remember from the lots we draw that there are a lot of different organizations and outreaches that we have. Our first one will go to our joint board. Let's see. Does anybody really want to draw a watchword? Let's start from there. Tyler, come up here. You can draw a watchword for the joint board. Or should I say Steph Curry? All right, go ahead and read it. All right. And obviously, he was talking about the length of our church council meeting there. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. A letter to us all on the joint board. I'll hand them up. All right, next is our elders. Let's see, Becky Canfield is the vice president of our elder. Would you like to, or Jacob, either one of you is fine. Keep working on the faith. Trustees, Since somebody's coming off the trustee board, maybe they can pick the watchword for the next round of trustees, Ms. Paula Drome. I'll help you get your steps in today. Hopefully it's from James.
From Jeremiah.
Oh, close.
Jeremiah 10:10 says, "But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King."
Ooh, that's a good one. All right, and then next up will be our CEC. Since our CEC chair is detained at Dover today, maybe we could let one of her children pick for the CEC, Nick or Charlotte. Ah, Charlotte draws. What do we got, Charlotte? Nice. A lot of Old Testament this year. Very interesting. And then after that, we have our women's board. I'll invite Linda Northrup to come up and draw for them. She's the chair of that. We got food on the fly. Oh, you guys have an I'll fly to you. How about that? Or you can keep that. We'll just write that down. Revelation 3:8. All right. Nominating committee. Since I help out with that, I can go ahead and grab one. If anybody would like to be nominated for it. Everyone who asks, receive, and everyone who searches, finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. So we're going to have a lot of people say yes when we knock on your door in 2022. Wonderful. Luke 11:10, sorry. Angie, would you like to draw on behalf of our music ministry? And then next we have our deaners. Let's see. Mr. Doug Miller, your deaner, why don't you go ahead?
God will send forth his steadfast love and his faithfulness. Psalms 57:3.
Oh, nice. The Sperling Zimmerman Memorial Home. Brandon, would you like to draw one? We would love you to draw one. Rick Swallow represents us on there. Ooh, compassion on his servants, very important. Got two more, and then we got our church one. So we got Sperling Zimmerman, Cares and Prayers. Jean Ann, would you like to draw for Cares and Prayers? Let's see. Luke 21:28. Stand up and raise your head because your redemption is drawing near. That's a good one. And then youth ministry. Peyton F., would you like to draw for that one? Come to you. That's a pretty good, that right to kids, that's a good pick, Peyton. Absolutely, great selection. All right, and now we come to the church watchword. Our tradition tends to be to let the youngest person here pick. So I think today, is anybody younger than Reese today? Who's younger, Reese or Brandon? You guys want to pick one together? You can do that too. Either one is fine. All right, whoever can get to my basket first, too. That's true. No, that's okay. You can pick one together. Pick one. You gotta decide on it, though. Hold on. Pick it together. I'm not going to look. You come and bring me one. And you ask Brandon, is that the one you want? Sure. All right. Now, I have to preach on this, so you need to be nice to me, okay? So you want me to read it, or do you want to read it? Okay. This is you want to read it? Exodus 33:19.
The Lord
said, I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and grant them mercy unto whom I will show mercy. Amen. Exodus 33:19. I will be gracious unto whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. So thank you both for picking that. Let's give them a round of applause. Thank you. And whichever one of you didn't take it has to preach the sermon. That was the other tradition, right? All right. Wonderful. Those are our watchwords for the year. Hopefully you hold tight to yours throughout the year. Encourage you to write it down and find ways that you can interact with it. And some of you may have watchwords that speak to you very clearly and very specifically. Some of you may have, as Jim said, one you'll have to spend a year trying to learn to get to know, and maybe different circumstances will speak to you or through the board you serve on. But that much is true, that we know that God continues to speak through us in Scripture. So at this time, we hear Scripture in the Word of God's Word.
Our first scripture is Ephesians 1:3-14. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together, under one head, even Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance into the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. Our second reading is John 1:10-18. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known."
Amen. This time we turn our hearts and our minds to a time of prayer and a time of reflection. We will be doing our prayer concerns a little bit differently this week. I'll be sharing whatever public prayer concerns I have with you. We will not have any slides behind me, but we will do our best to uplift all these prayers we can while still respecting the confidentiality of people. But we want to take some time to pray and reflect and uplift our joys and our concerns to God. First and foremost, this week, we continue to uplift in prayer those who are grieving. Prayers of sympathy and resurrection hope to the family of Ben Baker after his passing on Christmas Day from COVID-19. We obviously continue to uplift Tom and Jean Ann, his brother Tommy, sister-in-law Heidi, and his three nieces and nephew, Carter, Ashley, and Avery. And we also remember his camp friends. One thing I do want to make a special note of is we had many people joining us for that worship or for that memorial service, and we also had more people join us online for any worship service than we've ever had at Shenbrunn. We had over 500 engagements and 1,000 views. So many people from all across our camp radius. I got calls from many different people in many different states. We're touched by the life of Ben, and we carry that legacy with us as well. We also offer prayers of sympathy and resurrection hope to Ken Lewis after his passing on Christmas Day as well. Ken fought courageously against Parkinson's before being welcomed home into the more immediate presence of his Lord and Savior. He is Deline Swinderman's brother. We got a chance to be at his celebration of life, and it was just really touching to hear what a strong and faithful man he was. Church treasurer for over 35 years, was it? Or something like that. Wow. So his service to God and his service to others was certainly exemplary. We also uplift those who are still sick and suffering. We continue to uplift in prayer Tom Northrup, Tim Northrup's brother, who remains hospitalized with COVID-19. And his grandson, Caden, who's in Akron Children's with pneumonia right now. So we definitely keep that family in prayer at this time and with their medical team as well. And we also want to uplift some people in our congregations who had to have some medical procedures canceled due to different circumstances, Tammy and Linda. So we continue to uplift them in prayer as they wait to have those procedures. Let's keep many other people in prayer as well who've had surgeries delayed due to COVID and other circumstances as they wait to have those taken care of. And obviously, we continue our prayers in the epidemic of COVID-19. Cases continue to remain high in our county and state. We uplift those who know someone or a loved one who is suffering from COVID-19. In our specific prayers this week, I ask prayers for members of our military who have been called to serve because of COVID. The National Guard has been called in parts of Ohio, Wisconsin as well, my home state, actually gonna maybe involved in some places close to Watertown where I grew up as well. So we thank all of our armed forces who get called to different situations, and their willingness to help and serve in this pandemic is greatly appreciated. And then in joyful news, joyful news this week. For our church, we celebrate our 74th anniversary this week. What a blessing and joy that is. We'll have a lot more things to celebrate in our 75th. Usually we do a love feast on this Sunday traditionally, but with COVID, we decided this year that we would only do that for Christmas Eve. But I know that as we get ready to celebrate our church council reports that we put together, there were so much memories and so much ministry that continue to happen and sustain this congregation. So may we celebrate that God continues to call us to serve each other, and most importantly, serve this community as well. Let's take some time in silence and invite God in this time of prayer. Gracious God, we listen to you and listen to your voice in our lives, and just help us to listen to you in every chance and circumstance that we get. Yesterday, we welcomed in a new year, and we pray that with so much going on in our world, help this to be a better year, a more faithful year. Help us to be more merciful in our interactions with others. Help us to be more graceful. Because gracious God, this was a difficult week for so many in our lives and in our world. We continue to be with all those who mourn the losses of Ben and Ken. We ask that you watch over all of them and help them to know that their church family is with them every step of the way. That no one is truly alone when they have God on their side. So help us to trust in the presence and mercy of God. And gracious God, we have so many among us and friends that we know that are facing illness right now. Be with them. Strengthen their hearts, their minds. Be with their medical teams who we know are tired but are doing wonderful work every single day. And be with all those who are struggling right now, whether it be with their physical health, their mental health, or their emotional health. Help them to know that you, God, are with them. And help each and every one of us just spend more time in your word, in prayer, and with each other, caring compassionately and kindly for each other. Help us, each and every one of us, be called to minister of word, body, mind, and soul. In your blessed and gracious name we pray. Amen. At this time, we turn our hearts and minds to our offering. Once again, reminding you, no offering plate going back and forth, but we do have a plate in the back for people who would prefer to make an in-person donation. And we ask that you continue to support important community organizations that are looking for help this new year, especially thinking of Project Hope at the homeless shelter. And I think locally, one of the co-leaders of Ladles to Love in Yorksville had their house lost in a house fire. So there's a GoFundMe out there for that. So if you're interested in supporting that, I can send you information for that. I apologize, I don't have it in front of me now. But we look to support. Ladles of Love has supported a lot of people in the Yorksville area, and it has only gone up since the pandemic has helped. So if there's any way we can support that family, let's seek to do that. At this time, let us please stand as we join together in the offertory prayer. And our minds to our children's chat. We invite our kids to get their whiteboards out if they have one, and we'll have an opportunity to interact. If you want to get your whiteboard out, that's wonderful to do so as well. Well, we're going to talk about today, since it's the second day of the year, is resolutions. Can anybody tell me, kids? Does anybody know what a resolution is? What's a New Year's resolution? Tyler? Something that you're striving for, like a goal that you're trying to get. What's that? Yeah, achieve, something you're looking to achieve. So what I want you to come up with, and those of you in the congregation, you can do this as well, give me one New Year's resolution that you can think of. So sometimes we say, my resolution is to lose 10 pounds, or I want to be able to run really fast, or get my first hit in a baseball game, or something like that. It could be anything. Watch the Packers win the Super Bowl. Read, yeah, there's a good one. Absolutely, that's a good resolution. Actually, your local library has a reading program that you can sign up for each year where you sign up and do different categories and you read a certain amount of books, you can get a prize. So that's a great resolution to have. Anybody else? What's yours, Jim?
Well, embarrassing. My resolution was I had this nasty habit of falling asleep in front of the TV and waking up at like 1 or 2 in the morning.
Okay.
Not
going to happen. All right. We have an accountability partner there. To get onto my school baseball team. Absolutely. That's great. Make more friends or be nice. Absolutely. What does Tyler have? My resolution is to watch the Warriors or the Cavs and win the finals. All right. Okay. Good luck. Maybe 2023. Together, get on the middle school soccer team. Absolutely. That's a good resolution. Those are very good resolutions. So what you have, what you drew today, Reed, that's a great one, Reese. Very good resolution. Is you've drawn watchwords today. So what I want you to think about is maybe you look at your watchword or something else. Can you come up with one spiritual resolution, a resolution that you could do for Jesus or for God? So it could be reading the Bible, it could be helping people, being more kind, being more nice. What's one resolution you could make that applies to being a Christian? Reese has got her thinking face on, right? Yeah. No? What's one? Tyler's got one. To think what God would do, I think that's a great question. Put others first. Put God and our neighbors first. I think that's a great resolution. Let's see. Something about day school or?
Sunday school.
Go to Sunday school. Absolutely. Good advertisement for Miss Emily and Katie sitting right there. WWJD. What would Jesus do? Absolutely. Absolutely. No, those are good resolutions. And I want you to think about that this year. Because so often as we get older as adults, our resolutions all become focused on ourselves. About getting out of debt, or losing 10 pounds, or watching our sports team win a championship, which I just said. But so often we forget that every year we can make resolutions for God, whether it can be serving more, reading scripture more. Imagine if you spent 5 minutes every day reading scripture, how far you could get into your Bible. Anyone can do that. You could start at the Gospels, and you could read almost the entire New Testament doing that. So all of us have different resolutions we can make, because all of us, whether we're 4 or 90, are going to continue to grow with God. So we should strive to also grow as God grows within us. Let us pray. Gracious God, we ask that you bless and nurture these children and just remind them that they are loved and cared for. And many of them made resolutions today to grow in their faith, so help each one of us be resolute in that, to really take that seriously and look for those small ways that each of us can grow in faith, love, hope, mercy, and understanding your word. In your blessed and gracious name we pray. Amen. So we now turn our attention to our message today. Many of you know what a challenging sermon this is for me, because I am somebody who likes to have all my notes and everything footnoted and look at all my resources that I can go to, and now my notes and my footnotes are in my hand right now. So our scripture, our congregational watchword with Brandon and Reese drew for us is Exodus 33:19. The Lord said, I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And when I hear that text, when I heard that text from Brandon, when Brandon was reading that aloud to us, I think especially of this week, I think it reminded me that we don't get to choose in life when God is going to be graceful and when God is going to be merciful. We don't get to choose whom gets grace and mercy. It definitely is something that as we've lived in life, we've learned that some people in life seem to get all the breaks, all the mercy, all the grace, and there are other people who just cannot catch a break, no matter how good, no matter how wonderful they live their life. They're always facing something difficult. So I think that's important to remember. We don't get to choose who gets God's mercy or whom gets God's grace and mercy. And I think especially of this week, because this week for our congregation, I think it's fair to say, was a gut punch. It was a difficult week. It was a trying week. It was an enduring week. And especially for our world, think about that, this end of 2021. In the last week of 2021, we lose who? Desmond Tutu, the Archbishop. John Madden. I know Tyler knows John Madden. And then Betty White, of all people. Oh, my goodness. We lose Betty White 17 days before she turns 100. That was a gut punch week for our world. And what struck me about all three of those people that we loved and cared about is each one of them had a connection to young people. Young people cared about these people. All of them over 90, they had a connection. There are as many 16-year-olds who know Betty White as there are 80-year-olds because of how the impact that she had on people. Desmond Tutu was synonymous for spending time with young people and caring about young people. And John Madden, every boy under the age of 25 hopes to have his video game on their Christmas list because of what John Madden has done for other people. He's taught more people about the game of football than probably anybody in the world with that game. All those people were good and wonderful people, and they reminded that God cares for us. God loves us. And we wish they wouldn't have gone when they did. But once again, we're not in control of the grace and mercy. God is in control of the grace of the mercy. And I think that's important that we remember God's mercy is not our own. As much as we want to take ownership, as much as we want to be the one in charge of God's mercy, it is not our will. It is not our doing. And I think that's important because we have to remember that God's mercy, God's love, is stronger than our mercy and our love. And that's a very good thing. Because otherwise, if we were in charge of the list of heaven of who would be welcome to the eternal kingdom, we wouldn't have as much grace and mercy as God has. It would be our friends, our family, the people we cared about, and anyone who snuffed us in this world. Well, better luck next time, pal. Because God is willing to go further than that. And Desmond Tutu said it himself. One of his favorite quotes from him that I remember is he said, God has a soft spot for sinners. And you'd be surprised of the people that you'd meet in heaven. That God would welcome anyone who welcomes Christ Jesus in his heart. And I heard it in a Tom Waits song, actually. He had this lyric where he said, it's a song called Down There on the Train, Down There on the Train. And he has this analogy where he talks about Judas Iscariot carrying John Wilkes Booth. And obviously, two people who are very difficult for us to understand why they would receive salvation, why they would receive mercy, why they would receive grace. But God's love and mercy is stronger than our own. And Judas is one of those people we really struggle with because he betrayed Jesus. He was the one that screwed it up worse than any other person on the planet. But you could tell in his heart, the way he died, the way he suffered afterwards, that he regretted every single moment of that. And I can tell you here today, I am not capable of forgiving Judas Iscariot. But I believe in my heart that God is. I believe God is that strong, that capable, and if God chooses to do that, then God's will be done. And it's great that God's mercy is stronger than mine, because then I know I'm not just worshiping my own mercy. I'm worshiping a creator who does far more than me, who does far more than us. And then the last thing I want to touch on today is this passage comes from Exodus, which Brandon read for us. Exodus is the second chapter of the Bible. It's one that's very real. It's about Moses and his people, his Hebrews, and I love this chapter. We often overlook the Old Testament, and I think it's interesting today that about maybe 70-75% of our verses came from the Old Testament. We cannot forget about how God worked before the life of Jesus and how God continues to work after the life of Jesus. And the one thing I want to remind you about is Moses. Because when we look in 2022, we get focused on those resolutions. What we're going to build, what we're going to do. And we spend so much of our time on this earth thinking about the gifts that we don't have, what we're not capable of doing. You know, I have many gifts, but don't ask me to cook the meal for the homeless shelter. They would not want my casserole, Linda. You probably would not want my casserole. But there are other things I can do. There's other ways I can serve. And every single one of you has a calling that God can use. And that's where that bridge to Moses comes. Moses is one of the most misportrayed people in Scripture. Because if you see him now, when do you see Moses? You see him played by Charlton Heston, and I'm not sure who the latest person was. It was Christian Bale, maybe was the one in the newest version of Exodus. Moses was not like that at all. He wasn't this big, strong, confident man. When Moses is called by God, you know what Moses says? I am slow of speech and slow of tongue. God, send somebody else. Don't send me. Send somebody better than me. And if you actually study your scripture from Exodus, I spent a lot of time in this book in seminary, slow of speech and slow of tongue actually meant Moses was a stutterer. He had a hard time speaking in public. But that was the voice God chose to be his prophet. And it's easy to look at that and be weakness. And there's actually been scientific studies done with people who have severe stutters. And the anxiety that they get from public speaking sometimes can rate as high as some people feel in the moment before death. Like their anxiety, their fear, it is very real and it is very difficult. And it's easy to look at that in Moses and just see weakness. But God saw grace and God saw mercy. Because when Moses spoke to his people, he didn't speak to as somebody who was like this fine, fancy politician who just wooed people in. You know that when Moses spoke, that he had to care about what he was speaking about, because for him, it was a matter of life or death. Because he was literally scared to death when he had to speak, almost. And so that is why God used him as his voice, as his prophet. Because Moses looked at his stutter and saw a great weakness. But God looked at his stutter and saw great opportunity. He saw a vessel that could be worked through. So this year, I want you to think about that. When you think about your weaknesses, when you think about what you're not capable of doing that, remember, your weakness could be God's vessel. It could be an opportunity to grow or understand somebody. You never know what God can use, especially the people in this room. So in 2022, be open. Be open to God, because I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I show mercy. So we never know who in this room God's grace and God's mercy is going to touch. So let's remove, I can't, I won't, I'm not good enough from our vocabulary and say, yes, I can, yes, I will, and I am glad to serve God. And let's see how that changes how people view Christianity, how we can serve our good Lord and Savior. and look for those opportunities in our midst. And we have the opportunity to exhibit what that grace and mercy looks like, not because of our own good works, but because of the good works that God does through us. Let us pray. Gracious God, we ask that you continue to help our congregation right now. We are all hurting. It's been a difficult, difficult week. But gracious God, help us to remember that you, God, are full of grace, full of mercy, and full of love. And that you can work through any one of us, whether we're in weakness, whether we're in difficulty, whether we're stutterers, whether we're not able to feel God, we know that you, God, can work through each and every one of us. You, God, will hold our hand, and you, God, will help us out of the pit of despair. So help us to lean on your presence, especially in difficult times, because we know that you, our Lord and Savior, will guide us and lead us and care for us. In your blessed and gracious name we pray. Amen. We'll close out this Christmas season by singing one of our favorites, What Child Is This? Please rise.
Thank you.
bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of Jesus, amen.